This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Houston is a city. Some people in Austin love it. Some people don't. But one thing you cannot deny about Houston is that it is one of the most ethnically diverse cities in the country, and that means it's actually a great dining destination. And one of those destinations has opened a location right here in Austin. Joining us to talk about that expansion is Austin American Statesman restaurant critic Matthew Odom. Hey, Matthew.
Hey there, Nathan.
The place we're talking about has become a bit of a phenomenon in Houston. What is it?
It's called La Crawfish. Now, as you said, Houston gets some deserved side eye from us in Austin. There is some great food coming out of Houston, and Austin might have mashed up the cowboy and hippie culture in the 70s, but Houston mashed up Vietnamese food and Gulf Coast cuisine to wonderful effect.
So what does that look like?
So crawfish have long been popular here on the Gulf Coast. And of course, there's a huge Vietnamese community in Houston. And about 15 years ago, it's hard to pinpoint exactly when this happened, but it popped up, I think, at Hong Kong Mall in Houston about 15 years ago. Some people debate the provenance, but Houston is definitely ground zero for these Vietnamese crawfish. So what they do is a regular crawfish boil that you'd see in Louisiana, probably with garlic and cayenne and onion powder. But then they add some aromatics to it, like lemongrass and ginger, to kind of give it a different flavor. And then what they do, which is really great, is they take the crawfish and they put them in these plastic bags full of sauce. The most popular one being this fresh garlic and butter sauce. So, of course, Vietnamese cuisine has influence from its French colonizers. So you've got this garlic butter that these crawfish are tossed around in. It's spicy, it's oily, it's all over the bag, gets all over your hand. They actually hand you a plastic sheet when you go to your table and you spread it out and go to work on these bags of crawfish. It kind of looks like a crime scene. You're going to get messy. You think regular crawfish are messy. These things are super messy. You can also get them tossed in a hot and sour spice, and you can get them tossed in more of a traditional Cajun spices. But the garlic butter is really the go-to.
What else besides crawfish are they serving?
Well, in the same kind of style of the boil and then the tossing in the bags, they've got snow crab, which is $13.99 a pound. That crawfish, by the way, will run you $6.99 a pound. And then king crab, which was the best thing I had there. You know, you got to kind of work for that meat, but really plump, downy meat for that king crab is $19.99. So that's what they're doing and tossing in those seasoned bags. But then with the crawfish, they also toss them in these shiny garlic noodles with onion and crab meat scattered throughout. They stuff it inside these cheesy crawfish rolls that are kind of like egg rolls, a great bar food, nice with a cold beer. So they also fry them up and put them on po' boys, as they also do with softshell crab and some other seafood there.
So with the Vietnamese influence, are there other Vietnamese dishes available?
Yeah, they have the very popular and ubiquitous pho, the beef noodle soup. The one I had was the La Special, and it has beef meatballs and brisket and beef tendon in it. It comes with bean sprout and lime. The famously restorative soup was good, but it lacked a bit of depth. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't the best thing on the menu. I mean, I think when you go there, you really got to get those crawfish, if not the king crab.
And that sounds like the fun part. It must have kind of a casual vibe to it.
Yeah, it's a casual vibe. It's almost like a sports bar. They're wooden, almost like picnic style tables. You've got TVs up playing ESPN. So if you can somehow tune out Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith, you'll enjoy your meal. So it's a great place for a cold beer, crawfish, take in a game. It really gives you the feel of Houston.
Where is this place again?
It is right near the intersection of Anderson Lane and Burnett in that North Cross Mall shopping center. So it faces Burnett. And it's in that big complex where Walmart and all that stuff is. So it's kind of over by the Guitar Center, and then there's a sushi restaurant there called Hanabi.
Well, I'm glad you're bringing this to us less than a week before Mardi Gras, Matthew, because it might be a good place to get some crawfish on Tuesday.
Yeah, you're right.
You can read the full review right now at austin360.com or in Friday's print edition of the Austin American Statesman. Matthew Odom is their restaurant critic. Thanks for your time, Matt.
Always a pleasure, Nathan.